episode 2766, When Bad Days Strike.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Are you ready for summer to come to an end? Are you ready for a new adventure? Okay, take a deep breath because it's relationship builder. So we're going to put away the kids for a little bit. We're going to take off our career hat and we're going to think about love only when bad days strike. Oh, no. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, on good days, it's easy to stand by your love's side. But when bad days strike, you stand closer, always drifting toward each other. But unfortunately, anger and madness tend to repel people we love, and those circumstances can bamboozle your day. Oh yes, I use the word bamboozle. Marriage is tough, right? When you don't understand each other. And unfortunately, it's most of the time, because opposites attract. And when opposites attract, you've got a firework ready to go off every single time. So when they do strike, right, when you have those bad days, why not run away? Because you made a commitment. You made a commitment not just to yourself, but to your life partner. And as you know, nothing good comes from running away. So face the day and face the bad together by leading with grace. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Lead with grace. I got to tell you this, you're not perfect. Neither am I. And you're going to continuously make mistakes, so don't hold your spouse to expectations that you don't hold yourself to. It's hard, right? Because we do it. I do it. I'm like, oh, baby doll, you got to come in at this level. This is where you should be. But when I'm doing something, do I even make it halfway to where my expectations are of himself? Now, for the most part, if I'm honest, yes, because I set high expectations for myself. It can be a curse and a blessing all at the same time, but I can only control me. So when you begin to place expectations on your lover, on your sweetheart, it only leads you down a road of frustration because no matter what you do, they will never meet your expectations. No matter what, no matter how you set them, there will always be something, even the littlest thing that pops up. So don't hold your spouse to those expectations. Instead, lead with grace. Now, what does that look like? Well, number one, you need to comprehend the perspective of your spouse. Your spouse's point of view matters. Life is just not about you. You're in life and doing life together as a unit. Now, yes, you're individuals, but when you're making family decisions, when you're trying to figure out, oh, wait, what house are we going to buy? I would hope that both of you have a say in that. And so you've got to understand where your spouse is coming from. We have moved so many times that I know most of the time I'm making the tougher decisions. I see things differently because I'm in the home more. And the way we use our home, I see it. My husband, however, he sees it differently. Is there a right or wrong on any point of view? No. It's just our perspective. So it's important to realize that your spouse may actually have a different perspective on the situation or circumstance that you're in or the topic of conversation. Whatever moment you're sitting in, your spouse may have a different view. In fact, statistically, it's very likely that he or she does. So comprehend, understand their perspective. Number two, lean in with compassion. You don't know how your spouse feels or what is happening in their head. You can pretend to know. You can say, oh, I bet you. And you might be close, but you may not be exact, and that's the key. So instead of jumping to conclusions, lean in with compassion and be present. Sometimes we just have to sit with our spouse, ask a question, and then shut our mouths. so hard to do, so hard for me to do. Total confession. Why? I talk a lot. I talk for a living. I help people by talking. So for me to sit there and be quiet, well, guess what? It is a good thing. In fact, it's a great thing with an exclamation point. Because we all need to pause. And sometimes we need to pause long enough. We need that hard question asked. So then the person who we're asking it of, there's now silence and they can reflect on it and answer it on their terms, on their reflection. So lean in with compassion. Comprehend the perspective. And then number three, recall who you married. It's easy to move past what you are not currently experiencing. One day, long ago, you said, I do to your spouse. Remember why you fell in love. I know, shocker, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Well, he looked a lot cuter when I married him back then. Maybe he actually looks a lot cuter now. Regardless, you fell in love for a reason. You need to capture that again because you made that choice. There is good to be seen in change. Understand change is a constant. And in a relationship, there is going to be change. But that change can be good. Be cautious of how you place boundaries on your spouse. Okay? You control you. You don't control your spouse. As much as you think you control your children, you don't even control your children, right? The only person, the only individual that you can control in your life is you. So when we look at our role in our relationship, we have to remember, okay, number one, I control me, I control my thoughts, I control my actions, I control my words. Nothing else do I control. And so I can only take what I can control to change or impact the situation or circumstances that we're in. You know, we're dealing with some water issues this week. It's been a great week. It's been a week of me reflecting on how grateful I am that there is a silver lining. But in that silver lining, and yes, optimistic view, because that's just where my mind goes, there's a lot of crud that I have to deal with, a lot of stuff that I wish I wasn't in. However, it's also opening doors for other things. And it's not just the water. I've got about 20 other things on my plate right now. And I'm thinking, how can I juggle all of it? I don't know. It's just the next thing. It's the next thing. I just, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's what I'm doing. But you see, even with what I'm doing at home, my husband's doing something else out when he goes, right? Because I work at home. He works out in the real world. He has an office. He goes and cares for patients. And so as I sit here and care for people at home, he's caring for people out in the world. Yet when we end our day, we're coming together as one. We got to remember that. We've got to stop pretending that it's my way, babe, or the highway. Really? Because how does that get you really where you want to go? And is it really getting you what you honestly want? I mean, if you were to start breaking that down and I asked you 10 questions, statistically, I can tell you right now that you're not going to want your spouse to hit the highway. You're going to want to come to a different conclusion. A lot of good happens, and so does a lot of bad. However, a lot of good comes from a lot of bad. I experienced that this week. It's going to continue for a while. Yes, unfortunately, a few months. Guess what? This is going to kind of challenge my husband and I. This is going to challenge me to say, you know what? I'm not going to be able to have everything perfect the way he likes it. He's going to have to deal with some of his own mess because we're living in a mess. But at the end of the mess, hopefully before the holidays, that's my hope and prayer. And I'm crossing my fingers and toes saying, yes, just Lord, please make it happen. Even if we don't, we'll figure it out. But my hope is that at the end of this, it's not about us banging our heads. It's about coming together. It's about balancing the heart and head and leading with grace. That's what happens in a relationship. Why does opposites attract? Why are we wired that way? Because we balance each other. And I'm not saying 50-50. I'm saying it's a balance of I have these strengths and you have these weaknesses. Oh, wait, but you have these strengths. Oh, and I have these weaknesses. You both have the opportunity to master today, to impact tomorrow as an incredible couple. That's what I want you to lean for. That's where I want you to gauge where you're headed with your relationship. Build that strong foundation. Lead with grace and know that when bad days strike, you can overcome. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.